Stephanie White, being that she's going back to her with her coach, so Stephanie knows how to get the best out of DB. That's why the move made the most sense to me. You went with a coach that knows your game and made you look like the all-star.
I'm not thinking about that. That's crazy.
We didn't talk about it, but I literally was like, wait a minute. She followed her coach. That actually makes sense.
Oh, wow.
So she's not going to have to refine her game. She can literally be herself because Stephanie maxed her out in Connecticut for 3 years.
Wow.
So really, the move makes a lot more sense when you think about it.
Wow. I did not think about that.
I'm going to play with my coach. Where my coach at? Hey, I'm on the way. Don't even worry about it. We good. And I'm playing with Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, Natasha Howard coming back too.
Leah Boston.
Leah Boston. I ain't sleeping on that.
Never.
I ain't sleeping on that. But so if DB looked at the landscape and said, I know my girl in Phoenix. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a decent squad. But my coach is over here in Indiana. And I got a good 2-3 years left.
Wow.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
From an IQ standpoint, I ain't mad at it. I like it.
And welcome to Hoops and Hustles, where we talk all things women's basketball. I'm Naya, and that's Ty.
And we want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Hoops and Hustles with us. If you haven't already, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to Hoops and Hustles on YouTube. Follow us on all social media platforms. And don't forget to check out the audio podcast of Hoops and Hustles on all your major platforms for podcasting. Naya.
Okay, so we're going to get into Unrivaled ASAP. Because we have a lot of WNBA free agency. It's a lot.
In other words, you're saying Unrivaled's going to take a slight back seat this week.
We're going to have to say a little bit. Not a lot. Not too much.
It's a lot going on.
All right. So, first of all, shout out to the Rose Basketball Club.
They said they locked in with us.
Yes,
I saw that.
They locked in.
I need them to lock in and win games, though. But we'll get to it.
Go ahead. All right. So we have, this is basically a recap, basically. So we have Monday. We have Lunar Owls versus Vinyls. And the Lunar Owls are undefeated still.
That was one of the matches of the week for me. At the time, I think they both were. Yeah.
Surprised, actually, that they kind of undefeated. But
why are you surprised?
I don't know.
Not too much.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just
because I had Lunar as one of my favorite teams to go all the way. I feel about my pick right now.
They might go all the way.
I think they're going to go all the way.
And we have Lacers versus Rose, and the Lacers won. K Mac had 31 points. Shout out to her. And Angel Reese, she had a better game, she had 17 points. She definitely played way better.
She showed flashes of improvement.
I'm seeing some improvement. That's what's up.
Listen to that. We'll get to that later. We'll get to that.
All right, so go to Friday game. We got Rose versus Phantom. Phantom won. I think I picked Phantom. Did you?
I rolled the Rose on that one.
And I didn't really think they was going to win it, but they definitely did. Okay.
They did.
So, with that win,
it was slight upset.
Stevens had 19 points, and Sabrina came back with 32 points. She was not playing. I don't know what happened in Paris, but honey, 32 points? She was clowning.
She's good for a game like that every now and then.
That's true. Every
now and then.
She'll
show you
game.
Why Kobe was rocking with her so heavy. R.I.P. to the mama. But he was definitely rocking with Sabrina heavy.
Yeah, and we have, after that, we have the Owls versus Lacers.
You already know the outcome. Don't play. That was the matchup of the week, though. I ain't gonna hold you. That was low-key match of the week.
But you're still undefeated, of course.
Barely. They barely made it out of that one. That was close. Lacers gave them a hell of a fight. Props to them for that. To your point, you made a point about a week or two ago about Caleb McBride potentially being your MVP of the league.
Absolutely.
I want to give you the opportunity. She showed me why you said that. I'm like, at first, I was like, it's a little early. But then she showed me again. I was like, it's possible. Fee gonna have something to say about that. But it is possible.
Yeah.
It is possible.
She in the race. I got Fee first, but if it ain't Fee, it's K-Mac.
K-Mac might be. Hey, I ain't mad at it.
So that game, the Owls won, of course. They undefeated. And Fee had 26.
Yes. 10 of 14, 4-6 from the free throw line. 7 rebounds, a steal, a block. She was all over the board, man.
Man.
Across the board.
Then you got K-Mac, like I said, 26 points.
Yeah.
Clowning.
Yeah. And the fact that they're on the same team in the W. Great. You got...
I can't wait to the season.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I can't wait. Man. It's gonna be real good. We have February 1st. That was yesterday, correct?
Yes, it was.
Yesterday we had Vinyl and Saturday.
Yes, yes.
Yep, Vinyl versus Miz.
Miz got their first win.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Aaliyah Edwards, man. First game she really got to play and she hit the game winner. Hey.
No. Nope, shout out to Jericho. 35 points. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing new for real, honestly. If you really watch her, she gets down.
Well, like I said before, when you're on a team that only wins 8 to 10 games a season, you know, Hammy been averaging 20 points per game, you know, so this is 35 is nothing.
Yeah, nobody gonna watch for real.
But that soon changed. That is soon.
I've been watching you, girl. I've been watching you.
But when we get to a little later, that is soon to change because Sparks made some moves.
They sure did.
They definitely made some moves.
Y'all gonna hear them later.
All right.
Lacey versus Rose. Rose won.
Yes, they did.
I think they beat the brakes off of Lacey, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. 69-83. Despite Angel Reese. We did not. Even I didn't. I'm rooting for Rose, but I did not see that coming. Despite Angel Reese getting ejected out the game, first ejection in unrivaled history.
Let's get into that.
Break it down.
First of all, these refs are soft. I don't know who they choosing, but they gotta go because they soft. Yeah, I said it. Y'all soft. Because first of all, Angel didn't even wave you. This is to that guy.
I saw that.
The first tee up.
Right.
That wasn't towards him.
And then when they tried to correct him.
That was towards Tip.
When they tried to correct him, he gave the second tee.
No, I think it was a lady that gave. It was a lady.
But when it was them trying to correct, like, who they were pointing at, that led to the ejection. And Tip just looking.
Here, the second one. The second one.
Yeah.
Yo. Angel's just running her mouth, right?
Pretty much.
Here go Tip just looking at her smiling.
Trolling.
Then Tip gonna look at the freaking refs and be like, out of there. And that's exactly what they did. They listened to Tip.
They did.
A menace. This ain't no freaking way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But shout out to Chelsea Gray. She looked like, from what I saw, looked like she was like not happy with that. And was definitely talking to her about it.
I could tell.
She was not happy at all.
One could make the argument that if you look at Chelsea Gray being the leading scorer of that game, dropping 28 points, 10 to 16, from what I saw, she took the anger from that early ref situation and that carried the rest of the game. Because Chelsea Gray went off the rest of the game. Like, she was dominant. Defense, offense, she was locking them up, shutting them down. So, I mean, shout out to Chelsea Gray, man.
All right, so we're going to talk. I'm just going to give y'all a date on the one-on-one tournament that is coming up real soon. That is February 10th. Y'all tune in because that's going to be real fun. I think it's going to be like, yeah, it's going to be fun compared to 3-on-3 and 1-on-1. I don't know. Let us know who you got winning. I'm still trying to think about that because it's a lot of people that's participating. So I'm trying to like, I want to say Arike, maybe. Or Fee. I don't know.
Rock with Fee, but I understand why you pick Arike. I would go with Fee, though, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I'm going with Fee on that one.
Okay, that's cool.
Real quick, because I know we got a lot to cover today. I'm going to give them their picks for next week, so let's get into that real quick before we move on. February 3rd, Monday night, we got the Phantom and Miz, two teams that have the worst records in the league right now.
What do I want to pick? Who do I want to pick?
Because I'm going to pick the Mist, even though...
I'm going to pick the Phantom.
I know you are. That's why I picked the Mist, because I knew that was coming. I was like, yep. I'm going to just go the opposite just because.
Might as well.
And then we have the Lunar Isles and Vinyl rematch at 8:30.
I got the Isles.
I got Isles, too. I'll go with that. That's just because I'm rooting for that. That's one of my teams. All right. So for Friday, February 7th, we have the Lunar Isles and Phantom again. I'm going to Owls. You already know how I'm rocking. Skylar ain't.
I want to be funny and go with Phantom.
Of course you are. Of course you are. At this point, it's not funny.
Somebody got to beat him.
Somebody, right?
It ain't
gonna be. I don't think it's going to be Phantom, though, but that's my personal opinion. Rose missed Rose because Angel's next game, she's going to have to show up and show out.
She better.
Yeah. After what they did to her this weekend, I need another 17 piece.
Oh, by the way, before she got ejected, she had 15 rebounds. That's great. Yeah. She had 15 before she got ejected.
Sleep on that. She still missed layups, though. We got to work on that.
Imagine if she continued that game. She probably would have had like 20 rebounds. Easy.
But that's what she's known for, though. Exactly. That's her game, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely her game.
Dennis Rodman 2.0, yo. No, I'm just kidding. But all jokes aside, the rebounding machine. No argument there. Probably going to have the highest rebound in the league when the season's over.
She might.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. And then, of course, February 8th, Saturday, we got Laces and Vinyl. I'm going with the Vinyl. No disrespect to K-Mac. I know what they can do.
I don't know.
But I'm going to go with Vinyl because Ryan Howard going to go off on that game. I can see Ryan having a big game. Ryan Howard's going to have a really big game.
Ryan time.
I can see that. Ryan time.
I'm going with Vinyl too.
And then that 7 o'clock game, I see Lunar Isles blowing the mist out. That's a blowout game.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a blowout.
Yeah. I'm going.
No respect to Stewie. We know what you're capable of, but with this team and how you've been looking since you took the little break from basketball.
I'm definitely surprised they even got a W.
I was shocked too, I ain't gonna lie. But Stewie had a good game though. She had like 25 points.
She had a good game.
Arguably since this league started, I ain't gonna lie to you. That was like her first real game where she looked like herself.
This is why you can't let the.
You cannot take 2 months off of basketball. I'm sorry.
No, you can't. At least without
touching
period,
basketball.
Like...
That's. Yeah. She has not looked like herself until this weekend. Miss like a whole different team when she's out there leading. Whole different team out there. Now, can she keep it up? That's what I'm waiting for. Can the Mist like build on this win? Can we get the Mist off and running now? Is it possible?
I don't know. Somebody's got to be consistent. Somebody has to. I don't know who, but somebody has to be consistent.
I agree. But again, I know we ain't got time. We'll go ahead and move on. I'll let you move on to the next topic because Unrivaled, you know, we gotta cut it here.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I got a fun fact for y'all, all right? Some of y'all may know, some of y'all might. So did you guys know that Sherrill Soups was the first player signed to WNBA? Also, she was a 3-time MVP and the first woman to have her own signature shoe, the Nike Air Swoops. That is it.
Legend.
Absolutely.
Air Swoop.
Now we on to the WNBA.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's get into it.
You gonna go or you gonna go on this one?
What?
Because when I tell you this is a lot.
Well, let's kick it off with the one that, you know, broke our last episode.
Let's start off with that.
Let's start off with them. The Las Vegas Aces acquired Jewel Loyd. It was a 3-team trade that sent Kelsey Plum from the Aces to the Sparks. And do you remember the third player that was involved in that?
I forgot the girl's name. No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Look, the big names in that, of course, was Kelsey Plum going to L.A., and being a part of Sparks with Jewel Loyd coming out of Seattle and going to the Aces. Your thoughts?
My thoughts, okay. Hold on, let me add that somebody gave up a pick also for that. I don't remember who exactly that was, but somebody gave a pick. But my thoughts on that, remember I told y'all I was flabbergasted? I think I'm still flabbergasted because.
Well, I think if you watched the Aces last year, we knew a change had to be made. Somebody had to go.
It's going to be more than one person.
I think we all knew it wasn't going to be Chelsea Gray.
No.
You know, because of what she brings to both sides of, you know, the floor. Defensive dog, offense.
She's safe.
Great, yeah. But Kelsey had, in my opinion, one of her worst seasons.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, efficiency wasn't there.
She had me at home.
In and out. The whole season as far as just in it, like have a good game and a bad game. It was just a lot of inconsistencies with Plum.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all knew Plum was heading out. We just didn't know where. My thoughts on it is the LA Sparks are making some moves because they only won like 10 games last year. And when you have a player like De'Erica Hamby, who was also a former ace, we already know the story on that. You got to build around that. You can't let Hamby average 20 and lose. That's just unacceptable. Because you got that level of talent with playing with nobody. And then you have Rekia Jackson going into her second year, which I think she'll have a breakout. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
She's due for a breakout season. I just think the Sparks want to get back into the mix. They're sorely missed because they really haven't been relevant on the playoff side of the W since Candace left, so. in my opinion. In my opinion. You know, Candace left the team kind of just crashed and burned for a while.
Sure, some of that, too. The way Eric Bishop did her.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. You know, I'm not here to throw no shade. You
just say, throw the shade.
You have at it. I know how you feel about that. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Oh, man.
Yes. I think the Sparks are making some necessary moves roster-wise, and I'm curious to see how it all plays out, because there are some more moves that were made. We're going to get down that list a little bit later. But I like the trade.
I think I like the trade now.
I'm glad Joe Lloyd got out of Seattle, because Lloyd knows she had to get out of there. Seattle was not winning anytime soon.
No.
Once they lost Stewie and you made Jewel the number one option, I'm like, oh, they weren't ready for that.
Yeah, I'm actually glad she went to the Aces. I had to sit there and think about it for days. I like that move. It's going to get wicked.
It is, but I guess my only question to you is, are they going to re-sign Tip? Because, I mean, if not, it makes sense because her and Jewel are basically the same
player. I don't know. That's the scary part about it, because I really would love Tip to re-sign, but at the same time.
You got Jewel. You really don't need Tip.
I saw that somebody asked Tip on Twitter, was she going to re-sign? And Tip laughed. I don't know what that means.
I think Tip knows what I know.
I don't Jewel know what that
the
means.
Same. They're not the exact same player, but they play the same role. There's not enough basketballs in Vegas to go. I mean, she can go anywhere. It all depends on what she wants. If she's trying to contend, she can go to the Lynx. They don't have a Tip in Minnesota that plays her role. They don't have that kind of player. After Fee and K-Mac, the drop off talent wise is like it's those two and then everybody else. You put Tip, it's a big three. And what did I say before we aired? I said the league is going into what I consider their version of the big three era. So now almost every team after what these trades and almost every team has a big three now. Or they're building what looks like a big three. If they don't have a starting five, they got at least a big three. Now you have a few teams, which we're gonna get to a little later, that have starting fives. Like you said, 4 to 5 all-stars or 4 all-stars.
Like the Fever.
And a potential.
I don't think they.
Yeah.
That's coming later.
Hold that though. So I just feel like Tip could go to the Lynx, and I think it'd be great.
That's it.
That's the first team that comes to mind.
How about she go to the Valkyries?
No.
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 Okay.
They're not. They're a new team. I don't expect them to be competitive yet. They're gonna make some noise just as a splash, but they're not gonna win.
Nah.
When you're an expansion team, you're not expected to compete for a championship your first year in the league.
Of course not.
So I wouldn't want Tip to waste her prime years on a team that's building. I'd rather her be on a team that's been either to the finals or at least conference finals, and they need one more player to get over the hump.
Okay.
And the Lynx is that team that literally the only team in their way is the Aces, ironically, Tip's former team. So now you have a potential rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
If Tip goes to the Lynx and they match up in the conference finals again, now you got a former player playing against a former team, and typically when that happens, that player got a chip on their shoulder.
Mm.
So they play a little different when they play against that team.
Okay.
So that's just competitive-wise. So I say Lynx for sure.
All right, so next we have Alyssa Thomas got traded to Phoenix Mercury.
I like that move. Now that BG's going, I definitely like that move.
That was very interesting to me.
But I don't like the fact
that. But I actually like it.
The Connecticut Sun basically imploded. Once the Liberty beat them, they just fell apart from the top down. Like
Coach that, left, they left.
Players left. Right, yeah, Stephanie White gone, everybody left. I was like, it's over.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay. Yeah, so what do you think about, you said you liked it? You liked the
trade?
I do.
Cool. Because think about it. You got Kai,
mm-hmm.
who is a dog.
Absolutely.
You put AT, who's a dog.
Yep.
And one focuses more on offense more, which is Copper. Mm-hmm. Then you have Thomas, who focuses more on defense. They both can score, but one's mindset is defense first, then offense, mm-hmm. or the defense turns into offense, and then Kai, if she needs to step up, she can. But that's not her main focus. So you put no two on the same team, I like it. Now, who will they have around them is to be determined as far as the team makeup, because Taurasi might retire. She should. I don't know if she will.
I honestly but think she will. I don't know.
She should.
She might retire because I don't see her on graphics no more.
I hope she do. Because I think the team needs a change. They need to pass the torch. I think it's time. If you really brought Copper over to be that next one, this is the best, in my opinion, best time for DT to pass the torch and make her the new scoring option. Because we know what she can do, right? And then you have Thomas coming over to be the enforcer. Same thing she's doing in Connecticut. I like the move. I don't like it for Connecticut for obvious reasons. The team literally starting from scratch, based on the trades that they've made in the last 48 hours. So yeah, I feel bad for them. But as far as Phoenix, I love it. I like AT. I like that too.
And with that trade, great fit. We had Ty Harris going to Phoenix Mercury with her, but
she got moved again.
She got moved again to Dallas, which she started off with. So I'm excited for her. Shout out to her.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Dallas.
Based or whatever.
They got a dog. They got a dog.
They got a lot of dogs.
I like that. Arike should too. We're going to get to that.
Tasha Cloud, I believe she got traded somewhere.
Connecticut.
She got traded to Connecticut?
Mm-hmm. She was part of that trade. She was part of the AT trade. Yeah, Clouds in Connecticut, which is kind of a graveyard now. But anyway, let's move on.
Yikes. All right. So we're going to go to Shatori. Shatori Walker.
Yeah.
She got signed a one-year contract with Dream. I mean, that's a cool little trade, I guess. Not trade. A cool little sign.
It don't move the needle.
It don't move the needle for me either.
Don't move the needle.
Yeah. And go on to Monique Billings signing with Valkyries.
I like it coming
because they already drafted her.
I like it.
So,
being it was an expansion draft, you can't really say too much about it because it was kind of, like you said, it was already known.
Yeah.
But as far as a new team, you got to have some veterans on there. It's going to be a mix. You're going to have some players like, you're going to have your Kate Martin.
You got Timmy. Timmy might. I don't know. She is a free agent or something like that. So therefore, I don't think she has to. Do she have to go to Valkyries, even though they picked her up?
Who picked her?
Because Valkyries, she was, remember, they took her from Fever.
Yeah, that's where she's going. Unless they package her in another deal, but that's where she's going.
Yeah, Timmy's going there too.
I'm
kind of unhappy about it, but now, well, I was. Now I'm geeked because I'm going to tell y'all later what we got going on with the Fever.
She's injury prone, so I don't really see her doing too much unless she finds a way to not be injury prone. But some people, it's just genetics. And with her, she kept having thumb issues all last season. So I don't know.
She had something else going on with.
If she figured that out. It was a hand injury that kept her out most of the season. And I don't know if they figured out what it was that was causing it or if it's just brittle bones. I don't know. So when she's available, because obviously availability is the best ability.
Mm-hmm.
As long as she finds a way to be able to play and not get hurt, I think she'd be good wherever she lands. Because she looked good when she played, but she didn't a lot, though.
She ran that floor, hun.
Listen, she was on
the... That's what the Fever needed at that time,
But she was on the IR way more than she was available.
Yeah.
That didn't work out
with the Fever, sadly, and I was kind of disappointed by it. But
right.
I'm happy for her.
So up next, we got BG signing with the Dream. I'm going to stand on business on this when I say, as long as she didn't go to the Aces.
Not too much. I wouldn't mind.
Yo, cut that out. Cut that part out. Not just playing. Go ahead. Proceed.
At first, I was flabbergasted. I was like, whoa, I don't know if I like this or not.
Yeah, right? Look at the squad that they got, though.
It took me a minute to see that. As long as BG happy, I'm happy.
As long as BG play like she like
that too.
Hey, she got to bring out the old BG because the new BG kind of soft. The old BG, I need the aggression, like lock in.
I agree on that.
Because we've seen glimpses of it.
Yeah.
Because Phantom would have had no lens if BG didn't turn it on. Like you got to turn that switch on more often.
Yes, you do.
You know, and then we can talk about her being in the conversation for competing for a title. I mean,
but I'm excited for her.
Dream's rebuilding, though, so I don't really... My expectations for them are low this year. I don't really see too much.
I just don't think anybody, like, expected her going to Dream.
I didn't.
At all.
When she said she was going to explore free agency for the first time in her career, because I believe she played 11 seasons with Mercury.
Either 10 or 11.
Yeah, double digit for sure. So she spent her whole career there. I didn't have a dream in my mind either that's where she would land. I ain't gonna lie. I thought that either the Liberty was gonna make a move
or Dallas. I thought she was gonna go to Dallas.
I didn't have them on my list either. Connecticut was my thought. Because look at all the different trades that they made amongst the two teams. So I thought, well,
I can't see that.
But it wasn't a trade. It was free agency. So yeah, she kind of had a choice of where she wanted to go, as long as they could afford her, pretty much.
I didn't see that coming at all. I don't think anybody did, like I said.
No, the dream was unexpected. But you see a player that's only played for one team, you really can't see him anywhere else.
But hey, BG, do your big one. I'm watching. My favorite girl. Anyways.
Kelsey Mitchell re-signs with the Fever. Did we ever doubt? Honestly.
I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe like a couple years ago, I had my doubts about her. But
if we look at what she just did this year with Caitlin Clark.
Exactly. That made it.
No. Like, she would have seriously gambled her career
if she
leaving now when you had your best statistical season as a pro.
I agree.
And we're talking from efficiency, scoring, assists. Mm-hmm. Like, and she's not even a point guard. She's a two. And her assists went up. That says a lot to me. Like, you're making other people better around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even your makeup. That's not even your, like, style of play. Because she was a shot jacker for years.
Oh, man.
Because they were forcing her to be the point guard. But she's not a point guard. But when you get a real true point guard that opens the floor, you got better court vision, being able to see who's open, who can get the ball, mm-hmm. or, hey, well, I got a shot. Pat the ball to move around four or five times. Defense getting a little lazy. I'm going to take the shot. And she's hitting them. It's one thing to take them.
She does things better last season.
She was hitting them.
Because, man, the years before.
The years before Caitlin Clark, the pre-Caitlin Clark
era.
She had
to be like, you got to go.
She was, yeah. Congrats.
Congrats.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I believe the Fever have a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing how their social media, like, and the stuff that they put together for her to come back, the whole welcome, they had everybody lined up at the field house.
I heard Kelly Clark did all that for her.
And she was there too. Yep, she was there too. And then they even had a big thing about her. I went to the Pacers game that night. So mm-hmm. they had Pacers play Detroit Pistons, and they did something for her there during the game. So the city really loves Kelsey Mitchell. I mean,
she's been with us since she started. So yeah, absolutely. So
shout out to you, man. Yeah. I'm definitely excited to see what you're going to do moving forward with Caitlin Clark. So I do like that.
All right, so we got Sloot. She signed back with Chicago.
We know what this
Sun.
Is. This is called the victory.
It's called this homecoming.
This is the victory lap.
Whatever you want to call it.
Two championships.
She's about to retire.
She got two rings. She's going back to Chicago. Win, lose, or draw.
Sloot, I think retire.
This is her last season. I think she ain't said it, but it's giving. It's the last final lap.
She ain't the only person.
She ain't the only one.
Nope. There's another one that we think going to retire after next season.
We're going to get to her.
But what you think about Sloot going back? A lot of people say it don't move the needle for them.
It don't.
But
she's first on the championship, so you can do what you want to do when you win. You do what you want when you pop
it. It didn't move the needle for me.
She's fresh off a title.
I get why she went back. I think she's about to retire.
So. Yeah, she's not going to make a difference as far as the Sky, no. Sky are rebuilding. They're starting over. You still got, Cardoso, you got Reese.
Mm-hmm.
So Twin Towers are still intact, at least for this season. And new coach.
Yep, new coach. I'm excited for him.
For Marsh, Tyler Marsh.
Yeah, I like him.
I'm definitely excited to see what he can do with this team. Shout out to T-Spoon, man, despite, all the drama last year.
I really want to know what happened.
You did what you could for what it is worth, and you still get my respect as
something 11, definitely happened.
I didn't like how it ended. It was ugly, but
yeah,
it's Chicago.
Yeah, they got to work Chicago. On their
well, let's move
their
on.
Office is something else.
Yeah, I'm going to leave them alone for now. We'll see what they do next year. Breonna Jones, Atlanta Dream with BG.
I'm with it. I like it. I like that. It moves.
Does it move
for me.
You do?
Yeah, it moved to me. All
right.
Not bad. I can't wait to see them together. We gonna see. The next one is one of my favorites. I was so
OG Natasha Howard's back home with the Fever.
Yeah, I was really geeked about that. Like, yeah.
Veteran leadership's the first thing that come to mind. When you get a player like this to re-sign with a team that just made a playoff run, and you know it's brief. They made it their first playoff run in like 7 or 8 seasons. So hey, no complaints here.
Oh my gosh. I was very excited about that win. Welcome back. We cannot wait to have you. We can't wait to have you, bro. Like, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Speaking of re-signing, mm-hmm. see Gwen McKay re-signed with the Seattle Storm.
I mean, that didn't move a needle for me.
I don't know why. Why? Are you in love with Seattle? Because I don't. I would love to see her go somewhere else. Anywhere else but Seattle. It's a dumpster fire. There's nothing good going on in Seattle right now.
Maybe she about to retire too. No, I don't know. I'm just talking stuff. I don't know.
To your point, if that was true, I would have preferred her to sign with the Sparks.
Not everybody going to retire where they came from.
I know. And nobody's saying she's retiring this year.
Yeah, I was just, it's a
song. But if she was, I would love her to do a 1-year deal with the Sparks because the Sparks are improving. Roster wise.
That's not bad. Okay.
So as a veteran, it would have been a good pickup. I'm just, Sparks, if you're watching this, hey, if you can get her to come back before she retires, make that happen. For sure. Gwen McKay is definitely going down in the history books, man. For sure.
We got Satu Sabli.
Yeah.
She got traded to the Phoenix Mercury.
I like it. Because now the BG gone, it makes perfect sense.
I did not expect her to go to Mercury.
No, you had her going to Dallas, I thought.
No, not Dallas.
Where did you ever go?
Where did I have her? I had her either coming here or it was somewhere else.
Fever was the one. Yeah, you had her going to Fever.
Yeah, Fever was one of them.
Before Natasha Howard. Then you told me that when Natasha signed, you're like, nah, she don't need to come now. She good.
Yeah, all right.
You good. But I like it. With BG gone, she's going to be the big down there. I like it.
For that one.
And she's a score machine.
Okay.
You see what she's doing.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great for him.
Fever's going to be a problem. Great problem.
Possibility.
So your homegirl Ty got traded again.
Yeah, she got traded to Dallas Wings. Yep. She went back home. It's not a real home, but you know what I mean. She went back to where she started.
Close enough. Dejanay Carrington, Dallas Wings. You're going to hear a lot of Dallas Wings. The next few are like Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Kurt did his thing.
GM Kurt Miller. Woo! Woo! Yeah, Dallas is definitely going to make some noise this year. I like it.
I can't wait to see Indiana versus Dallas. I'm in there.
And with Dejanay finding her way to Dallas from Connecticut and Alyssa Smith, former Fever, she also landed in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's only right.
Reunited.
Baylor Girls 2.0. Mm-hmm. Let's go. All right. So Sophie Cunningham, former Mercury, is now coming to the Indiana Fever.
I'm not.
Keep it real now.
Not a fan of Sophia.
She coming off the bench, Sophie. Though. She definitely not starting. She's coming off the bench.
But she could shoot them threes.
She could lead the second unit.
So I ain't mad on that.
I could see her coming off the bench behind Caitlin. You know, second unit. Say, you know, sixth woman of the year. I could see her hitting something like that. She's definitely got the ability to be a sixth woman of the year. I could see that.
Is she finna be six? I don't know.
She could. You said seven. I think six.
I don't know. I told you I don't care for her. So therefore, whatever.
We could tell.
I don't care.
No, go ahead.
All right.
Unless you get the next one.
We got Michaela. Kayla O. I don't know how to say her last name, so we're not going to.
Oh, you try to pronounce it. I don't know how you did your list, Mark. We had Natisha re-signing with the links. I'm going to say what was going on.
Michaela O. to sign a 1-year deal.
You skipped a whole lot of names.
I did. It's coming. It's coming.
I had to scroll for that one.
Sorry. Yeah, it's coming.
But go ahead.
Got Michaela to sign a 1-year deal, return back to Chicago Sky.
Another dumpster fire of a franchise. We're going to move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on that one. Grace Berger. She has been weighed by the Indiana Fever.
Wherever you land, salute. Yeah. You know, you did what you could. Hometown hero. You know, it looked good. It was a great story. Obviously, they looked at the roster and said, we don't really need her now.
Yeah,
her role's pretty much been filled. So somebody's gonna pick her up. And she's gonna go crazy. I got a feeling.
I hope so.
The right team gets her, and please don't let it be a dumpster fire of a team. Let it be somebody that's competing. Like
I don't know. Something tell me it's about to be like Connecticut or something. Because
they need a guard.
Got to rebuild.
See, I just hate to see players that I tell you where she could go and it would work. And just, we haven't talked about the Mystics.
Oh, dang.
Put her over there with Brittany Sykes. Because I'm talking for scoring. Mm. For scoring, because Brittany's not efficient. Brittany's athletic and can get the ball down the court, but when it comes to shooting,
is she going to do well with Shakira Austin? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She know how to pass that rock.
Oh, yeah. No, she can pass. It's the shooting that I have an issue with. I've seen it even in an arrival. I mean, she didn't play this weekend because she was injured, but. Prior to the injury.
We're talking about Brittany Sykes.
Mm-hmm. She's I don't want to call it a shot jacker, but she's just not a
consistent.
Yeah. That's the best way to put it. A legend. Living legend. DeWanna Bonner, former Connecticut Sun, has found her way to the Indiana Fever. And you called it.
I was about to say, I called that bad boy.
And I didn't think it was gonna happen. I did not believe it. I was like, nah, she's gonna go find a way to Phoenix. But hey, you know, every couple doesn't follow each other everywhere. Hey, so, and that's okay.
I wouldn't.
That's all right.
Yo.
But the matchup's gonna be crazy. AT versus DB.
I'm so excited. Woke up to that and crazy. I was like,
We see Phoenix Mercury we see Phoenix Mercury on the schedule against the Fever.
And y'all said don't nobody want to come to Indiana.
Sure. I didn't say that. Twitter did find something.
Twitter said nobody wants to come to Indiana. Please.
Speaking of Connecticut Sun, Tina Charles, former Dream free agent, is signed with the Connecticut Sun. I like it for the veteran leadership. I don't like it because a team that really doesn't have no direction yet.
It's giving homecoming.
Yeah.
It's giving I'm about to retire.
Yeah, I think so too.
Not mad at it all.
Yeah. I'll let you get the next one.
We got Sammy Whitcomb. I think I said her name wrong. She has signed with Phoenix Mercury.
All right. And then we got Emma Cannon signing a year deal with the Sparks. I like that.
I like that too.
And let's go back. We skipped a few names up there.
I gotta go. Mine goes to Zaya.
Okay, Zaya Cook got way from the Sparks. I'm not surprised by that one because she really wasn't getting used like that last year.
No.
And that's more so Kurt. He just wasn't putting
Kurt
her in another place.
He was weird with it.
He was, because this is the same guy that kept Rickea Jackson on the bench.
Yeah,
half the season. I didn't. It's like crazy. Any shot she would have had at Rookie of the Year. Nah, he killed that. You know, even though we all knew who was gonna get it, but still, Rickea could at least made a run for it.
She could have been started and all that. But
I agree.
Listen, hopefully this new coach or whatever is going to start her. She's a starter in my opinion.
She's definitely a starter. With Brink still recovering, definitely starting Rickea Jackson. Absolutely.
We got Odyssey Sims. She signed with the Sparks. Thank y'all for not playing with her. Because
thank you for not sending her back to free agency.
Odyssey, dog.
Yeah. Because she only got that spot last year because of the injury replacement for Brink. Yeah. So she would have still been a free agent.
She always been that replacer. I didn't like that for her. She needed to be with a team.
And find a home. Yeah, I'm glad.
It's 1 year, though.
And the Sparks. It is, but I think they can extend that.
Yeah, I hope they do.
And the
Sparks, but she got to show out.
I agree.
She's gonna show out. They gotta give her a chance too.
I agree.
Because she can do some things. So, and we got Rebecca Allen. She has been traded to Chicago Sky.
How you feel about that? It don't move the needle for you, do it. Nah, I feel that.
But the Lindsay Allen trade to Suns do kind of. It's like, I didn't think they would let her go, but once again, it's the freaking Sky.
We're talking about a team front office that makes questionable moves on a daily, so I really can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, so that's that.
And then they signed Kia Nurse to Chicago Sky.
That's interesting for me.
I don't know.
Not a fan of Kia, for real. At least, yeah. So that's, I hope y'all like her.
It's like, again, I see teams that have player talent that's up here. It'd be like 1-2 and then... That's how I feel. You got the Twin Towers and then everybody else. It's just like, I don't see how you're going to do with that.
Where is Dana Evans going? Is she going to re-sign with the Sky or is somebody going to pick her up? What's up? I think she's a free agent. What are we going to do? I don't have to talk about that, but what are we going to do with her?
Uh-uh.
She need to be on somebody's team. But she needs to show out at the same time. That's all I got.
Oh, you good. You good.
What you think about Dana Evans?
You know there's players in the league that haven't unlocked their potential yet?
It's coming.
That's how I feel about Dana Evans.
It's coming. I played against Dana Evans when I was younger. Shout out to her. She's Indiana. She's from Gary. So, yeah.
That was a nice subtle flex. I like how you slid that in there.
I mean, the same for Jackie Young. She was
Hey, man.
I play for the family. Jackie Young is literally, we are like the same age. Mind you, she's from Indiana. I'm from Indiana.
Born and raised.
She played for the Gym Rats. That's damn near a rival for me, bro. Like, pretty sure I played against her and just didn't know who she was at that time. That's why, yeah, I played against a lot of Gym Rats.
Nice, nice.
With them, played against them. So, yeah, that's another flex, I guess you want to say.
One of the last big moves that Dallas made, Myesha Hines-Allen.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Is it because of the recent moves that they already made, or you already liked it just by herself?
I like her game.
Was she with the Mystics last year? That's what I thought.
No, she was with Mystics. Then she got traded to Minnesota.
Oh, you know, okay.
Gotcha. I like her game, so I'm happy for them.
Her to go from Minnesota to Dallas, that's going to be a rivalry. I think Dallas and Minnesota are going to be going at it this year. Based on the construction of the rosters, I think that matchup's going to be either semifinals or conference finals. It might not be the Aces. It might be those two that we have to look at.
Hmm.
Now that I think about it, I didn't think about that. They're in the same conference.
Ooh. I'm ready for Indiana versus Dallas. I don't even see the hype about Indiana versus Chicago anymore. I don't see that no more.
They never really.
It was a hype because of Andrew Reeves versus Caitlin Clark and all that.
Candy
it was
Carter
a hype, and it was some great games. Yeah, I went to two of them.
Yeah, they were great games. Candy Carter was in that conversation too. She was making it, man. So that was hype.
It ain't hype.
Not this year. No. So I feel like now you see a Fever Sky game on your schedule. That's a blowout.
And they had like five games scheduled. That's too much. Give half of that to Dallas and Indiana. I think that's gonna move the needle for sure. That's gonna move the needle. I think that one's gonna be great.
Okay. Kennedy Burke re-signed with Liberty. I'm not surprised. I wanna say now, since we brought the Fever up, they wasted Kennedy Burke when she was here. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. She was another one of the ones we had. And they didn't do nothing with her when she was here.
She played garbage time.
And she's better than that. So I'm glad that a team like the Liberty saw the value in Kennedy Burke this year. So shout out to her, man. Great player. I like that. I like that move for her. That wraps up the trades as of right now.
Free agency signs.
No, don't talk about the
we have. Oh, for trades, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these weren't trades. These were free agents, right? These weren't trades. It was a trade and those are free agents, though, I think.
We got a wave. LA got waived.
Oh, you got
from the Dallas. Not Dallas, my bad. From Dream. Yeah, Winter Dream. She got waived. I hope somebody really pick her up because I like her game too. They didn't play her at all, which was mad disrespectful because
she came from
South Carolina and she was a baller in my opinion. So
do you think it's a situation where a team has too many of the same players, so they couldn't?
It could be, but
that
at the
does
same
happen.
Time it's like
it does happen.
They didn't give her a chance. I ain't like that.
Sometimes you have to meet the same player to do the same thing, and it's like, all right, well, we already rolling with this, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
I guess somebody pick her up, please. Pick her up. And then we have Natisha Heidemann. She re-signed with the Lynx. That's pretty much all we have with the free agency. Does that move you? Did anything move you forever, like big time move you? What was your favorite one out of all these trades?
My favorite reason. Let me check. I have one I want to say, but I want to make sure. I'll go ahead and say the Dejanay and Alyssa Smith moves.
Because
Dallas only won 10 games or so last year.
They were terrible.
They were. And like we said, Arike has been balling, but you can't win it by yourself.
No.
So for them to build a team around her now, she got multiple options. She don't have to be the main scorer every night.
Then you might have Paige Beckers. Oh my freaking goodness.
So
they're gonna be something crazy.
I like that. Those are probably my two favorite moves. And then right there underneath them would have to be the Kelsey Plum, Jewel Lloyd, because I wanted to see the Gold Mamba get out of Seattle.
Okay.
So I was excited for that. And then I also knew Kelsey Plum was leaving. I just didn't know where she was going to land. So the fact that she got to go back home to L.A.
Mm-hmm. Is that where she from?
I think she went to UCLA. Don't hold me to that. Where she played college at?
Nah, she went to Washington, I think.
I think she's from L.A. though. Because they said something about her going back home. So I think she's from California. She might be from California. Bottom line is her going to the Sparks and going to a team that's actually trying to be competitive again.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to a team that we know is not going to make no noise, like Chicago or Connecticut. I like that for Plum. I think Plum Dog is going to find a new love for the game because sometimes you get complacent. Sometimes you see new players come in, and I make the case that the Jackie Young improvement took some shots and stuff away from Kelsey.
That is true.
So I don't want to blame. I mean, Kelsey has to take some accountability. Some of the inconsistency was on her shoulders. But when you have a young player that takes that leap that Jackie Young took, it takes shots and possessions away from the veteran. So I think that the dynamic of the team was changing, and Kelsey wasn't able to adapt fast enough.
But we got to remember, Kelsey went through a lot of things.
She did. She did.
With her ex-husband.
We're not sleeping on that.
I don't know if they her ex-husband
I didn't want to
divorce,
I didn't want to make it about that and make that an excuse. I'm not saying it's not a part of it, because, I mean, personal things do happen. Life be life.
Crazy.
But as far as what I saw on the court, I saw Jackie Young taking Kelsey's spot in a lot of different games.
Absolutely.
So seeing her be able to make that move and be, now she's going to be one of the veterans, the OGs on a team that needs that championship DNA, and you get to basically help the rookies and the sophomores elevate their game based on what you know how to win now.
Mm-hmm.
I see her being a point guard, being the coach on the court.
Okay.
So I like it. So those are my favorite moves. Not sleeping on the Kelsey Mitchell re-signing. That was kind of predictable because I called it. So I'm not mad about that, but it wasn't my favorite move. So I just named off my favorite moves.
Okay, that's cool.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, my favorites are, I would say, of course, DeMon Bonner.
I didn't see that one coming, so I can't.
Waking up
did not
today,
see that coming.
Today did was amazing. I was like,
but I tagged you in once I seen it. I was like, damn, you called it.
Like, yeah, that moved me. I was like, oh, shoot.
I'm going to say this. Please, 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 Fever, do not make her the Candace Dupree of this team. Because my only fear is seeing DeWanna Bonner get reduced to a role the way Candace Dupree got reduced when she played for the Fever. That is the one. When you said it to me, that was my biggest fear. I said, as long as they don't waste her talent, because as we know, DB can shoot lights out from three. Lights out. We talking 4 or 5 threes per game and efficient. So I just hope that they use her to her strengths and not her weaknesses. Okay. I'll be cool with that. As long as they maximize her, I'm cool with that. Because Connecticut knew how to maximize her. Stephanie White, being that she's going back to her with her coach. So Stephanie knows how to get the best out of DB. That's why the move made the most sense to me. You went with a coach that knows your game and made you look like the all-star that you are.
I didn't think about that. That's crazy.
We didn't talk about it, but I literally was like, wait a minute.
That's crazy.
She followed her coach. That actually makes sense.
Oh, wow.
So she's not going to have to refine her game. She can literally be herself because Stephanie maxed her out in Connecticut for 3 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So really, the move makes a lot more sense when you think about it.
It does. Wow. I did not think about that.
I'm going to play with my coach. Where my coach at? Hey, I'm on the way. Don't even worry about it. We good. And I'm playing with Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, Natasha Howard coming back too.
Boston.
Aaliyah Boston. I ain't sleeping on that.
Never.
I ain't sleeping on that. But if DB looked at the landscape and said, I know my girl in Phoenix, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a decent squad. But my coach is over here in Indiana. And I got a good 2-3 years left.
Wow.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
From my IQ standpoint, I ain't mad at it. Mm-mm. I like it. So I take back what I said about the reducing role, because that's what I was afraid of.
Uh-huh.
Then I thought about it. I'm like, that's her coach.
Yeah. She'll be all right. She'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. She's good. She's good.
You're going to love it here, girl. You're going to love it here.
Just stay healthy. Keep shooting threes. No problem with me. I like it.
All right. So who do you think won the free agency so far?
Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas.
I got Dallas.
Dallas. Well, you do got some runner-ups, though. We do got some. L.A. Sparks made a good. They're like top three. As far as
Fever.
And Fever. Well, yeah.
Fever. I didn't expect them to make no moves like that, honey.
On paper, they weren't supposed to, but they said, man, F the script. We're going to do it anyway.
We're going to be top three.
We're
going to be top three. Fever and five. Or no, Fever and three. My bad. Fever and three.
They're like, we're not going to settle for no first round playoff exit. We trying to get to the conference finals.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm excited.
Fever, so Dallas and Fever is the 1-2, and then for my third one, I would
Mercury.
Say it's between Mercury and Sparks for me.
Okay, cool.
And then at five, if I'm doing top five, Ace is forgetting Joel Lloyd, that you know, moving Kelsey, because we knew somebody had to go.
There's only one person though,
but I'm saying it based on your team is already championship.
Well, yeah.
and you knew that somebody had to go, and you were able to get Jewel Lloyd. See, it's one thing to trade Kelce and get some picks and get a role player. You got the best scorer out of Seattle. Really? Not name Aguimike, okay? You got the best shooter off the team onto a team with Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young. And you know what I'm saying? It keeps going. Like, and you added another shooter. Is there enough basketballs in Vegas is my only
you
question.
You just reminded me something. Is KB going to stay or is she going to be gone? Because, honey, in my opinion, I think she needs to be gone.
Who?
KB. Kirsten Bell. Honestly, in my opinion, it's time for her to go.
That's why I was like, what? No.
Her, Kia Stokes.
It's what you said. The bigs in Vegas, they could do better. They could do better.
And they will do better. It ain't over yet.
Based on your insider, and I saw multiple reports too, Cheyenne Parker might end up being an ace. They hadn't been finalized yet, but her name is in that conversation for bigs.
I'm here for it.
So,
kind of.
I like Cheyenne Parker. I liked her in Chicago before she went to Atlanta. I feel like she kind of lost her way in Atlanta. They didn't really go do with her in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But now that BG's there, they don't really need her in Atlanta anymore. So I think if she could land on a contender, a legit contender.
I would love that for her, though.
I would love to see Cheyenne Parker on a contender. And Asia's, it don't get much better than that. Because now you're putting Asia back in her rightful position. Because even though Asia can play the five, she's a four, stretch five. Absolutely. So now you're getting a legit five that puts her in the four. She can score wherever she wants from the perimeter on down. And you got a big that's in the paint that you can, you know, pick and roll and dime off to. I like it. I think if you get a big like Cheyenne Parker or better, Asia's make it happen. Give Asia the big she needs.
All right, so speaking of Asia Wilson, shout out to her, 22. She got her jersey retired today.
Woo!
Shout out to
the
her.
Greatest Gamecock in history.
Yes, with the statue.
Now, they ain't gonna, nobody ever gonna wear that number ever again.
Nope.
Unless you have a daughter. They might, sometimes they do it for the kid. Yeah. They might let the kid wear it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, shout out to her, and also shout out to CC, Kellyn Clark. She got hers retired also, and they won the game against USC, which was interesting. But yes, USC,
Hawkeyes retiring number 22.
USC got some work to do.
They
got some work to do.
I'm concerned.
They're not looking number four at all, honey.
They picked the worst time to start unfolding. I mean, March Madness is literally 3 weeks away.
It had me looking like, what's going on?
Well, it's kind of like you said when they play, you said they came here and played IU and Purdue, and both the games they started off sloppy and had to fight their way back. And like I was telling you before we started, I said certain teams will let you fall, but they won't give you the space to come back. And based on how you explained it, Iowa let USC fall, and they didn't open the door to let them come back.
Too many mistakes from what I've seen. Way too many mistakes. That was ridiculous, in my opinion.
They tried to hit that switch a little late, and the other team said, we're not going for that.
Of course, Juju did her thing. Duh.
I don't expect nothing less.
All right, so we're going to go to this fun little activity.
Fun at work? We working right now. What kind of fun are you trying to
have? You having fun, okay? You're going to play some games. We're going to play start, bench, and cut, okay? We got Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoops, and Tamika Catchings. What you got? Or do you want me to go first?
Ladies first.
All right, bet. So I'm starting Cheryl Swoops. I am benching Lisa Leslie. And I am cutting to be Catchings. I hate to cut the girl, but that's mine.
You picked the best list, and I'm homegrown, you know, Indiana born and raised. So I hate this. I hate this type of game with this because you can make an argument and put Tamika on the bench, right? Just because of what she did with the championship team in 2012. So I'm not going to sleep on that. And also, even what she did in 2009 when they made that run against Mercury. But when it comes to the history books say I have to start Swoops. Have to start with Swoops.
Yeah.
And just for this game and this game only, I'm benching Lisa Leslie. That hurt me to say that. I mean,
wow,
that hurt. But I had to cut Tamika in this game just because with the level of talent that we're talking about here, it's tough. If she could have picked anybody else, Tamika might have had a chance to get to the bench.
You saying that's tough, please. Next week going to be real tough.
Oh, I'm picking on it.
Picking something else tough. Just, yeah, you know, yeah.
It's all love to me. Tamika, it's love, though. Hey, what you did for us, you got us the championship. All right? Pacers ain't even won one yet. So you got us that ring. So, you know, it's a legend. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tamika Catchin. It's a legend. But when it comes to Air Swoops and Lisa Leslie, I mean.
Sorry.
We're talking about like the OGs of the OGs, like the ones that, you know.
I think she's gonna understand. She's gonna understand that.
You know.
Oh, she will.
You looked up to them too. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I definitely looked up to. I looked up to Tamika my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, Tamika looked up to them. So I'm like, they your OGs. So respect.
All three of them are. Yeah. Right. Well,
make sure you like, comment, subscribe to Hoops and Hustles. Check out the YouTube. Don't, you know, you can look at the other episodes too, you know.
Awesome.
Get up to speed. You know, 1 through 3, all of that. All right. Hoops and Hustles, all social media platforms, GTA Sports Network and all that good stuff, TySlider.com. You know how to find me at. Find me at TySlider as well. Naya, where can you find
me? Find me at Naya with 2 A's .darling on Instagram.
And comment below what you on Star Bench Cut. What would you do? You got Air Swoops, Lisa Leslie, and Tamika Catchin. I want to see something different and explain why. Because I'm sure you can make an argument. You can start any of those three. I just want to know. Can. Why? What? How would you do it? If you had to choose between those three, who are you starting? Who's come off the bench? And who's getting cut?
I saw. Let us know who you think won the free agency so far. Let us know. We'd like to see that.
I feel like there's going to be some more answers out there. You know, it's okay. Dallas and Indiana aren't the only two teams that made moves. And you might be a fan of another team that made a move that we didn't notice. Could have been quiet.
Yeah.
Let us know. Use the comments below.
Yep.
We'll write you back.
Definitely will. All right, now, y'all. We out of here.
Till next time, we out.